Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Star Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org. And by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. In the end, the argument was the same old argument. It's just too big to fail.
When you have a major institution like this, it has tentacles everywhere. And if you let it go down, millions of innocent people are hurt, and the economy suffers at a time when it's terribly, terribly fragile.
That's New York Senator Chuck Schumer speaking yesterday on ABC's This Week about the Citigroup bailout. The U.S. government is providing emergency support of $20 billion to one of the world's biggest banks, Citigroup. It saw its shares plummet by 60% last week. Reaction is positive from world markets right now. But joining us is Melanie Behan, who's a director of Savills Private Finance in London. Melanie, thanks for being part of the program.
You're welcome.
First of all, what is the world itching to hear from the federal government about Citigroup in order to give global investors confidence in that company?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head there. It's all about confidence at the moment, and it's sorely lacking across the financial sector and across the world. So what we want to see is decisive action from the US government, which is what they seem to be doing here, to inject a significant amount of cash, and we're talking about quite a lot of money. And also they've promised as well to shoulder potential losses going forward. I mean, this is a big question, isn't it? To what extent are the mortgage-related securities that Citigroup and other banks like it, that they've invested in, what are those going to be worth going forward? And that's the big question.
Well, there's a number of big questions, it seems, Melanie. I mean, and there was some talk over the weekend of actually creating a toxic bank that would be a kind of umbrella institution to hold all of the bad assets. Now, why you would want to do something like that, I don't know. But it gives you an indication of the scale, and also a discussion that it's not just about mortgage-backed securities that has increased Citicorp's vulnerability. It's credit card securitized credit card obligations that may be a second tsunami about to hit. What do you make of those two stories?
Well, the credit card thing is interesting because, you know, while this was initially to do with the mortgage-related securities, it's sort of leaked out from that now. And like you said, it's gone into credit cards. We're also looking at sort of commercial real estate as well. This thing, you know, this contagion is just spreading. And that's why decisive action is required to try and, you know, ring-fence it. I mean, one suggestion was to sell bits off of Citigroup. But the problem with that is, you know, things like the credit card business is not that attractive to potential buyers. So you end up, you know, Citigroup will just be stuck with the rubbish, as it were, and all the good stuff will be, you know, sold off. So I think this probably is a solution here to just, you know, inject some money, try and keep the group together and try and minimize the problems as much as possible.
And, you know, what happened with AIG when the bailout came in for AIG, again, using the same argument that it has so many tentacles everywhere that it can't possibly fail, the stock did not restore. I mean, confidence was not restored in AIG's stock from this substantial bailout by the federal government. What are you expecting to happen to Citigroup stock at this point?
Well, this is part of the problem, isn't it? Like in the UK, for example, HBOS, which is our biggest mortgage lender, that we had the same problem. You know, the value of the shares plummeted, so the government stepped in with a rescue package. Unfortunately, since then, the shares have continued to fall. You know, it hasn't stopped them, you know, plummeting. And it comes back to what I said earlier about this issue of confidence. So, you know, we need some decisive measures and also just constant reassurance, because investors are very jittery at the moment.
Well, the naming, or the apparent naming, of Timothy Geithner of the New York Fed to the Obama transition finance team, he's apparently going to be Secretary of the Treasury, did some of that confidence building. Melanie, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Melanie Behan is a director of Savills Private Finance. She joined us from London this morning.